Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nunu. I'm sorry about the delay. It's always something for the past few weeks. We need to get something needs to happen. But anyway, welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today, we have a very special topic. We have topics of dealing with grief or, you know, dealing with disappointment. We're also going to be doing readings, but we need to get some things kind of straightened up over the next few minutes. So we're going to play a song. Then, of course, we're going to come back and take calls and have our general discussion. We also have other spiritual, metaphysical, regular old talks like we always have. But welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show, and thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back in just a moment. And everything will be tight like usual.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Brokenness Radio Show. This is Bill. What's going on, Noonan? What's been happening this week?
Well,
Oh, yeah.
You know what's been happening. Now, there's been so many things in the past today. I know what you mean. Oh, I'm just trying to get my memories all pulled back. You know, today is my sister's birthday, and she
Congratulations.
And she's a huge supporter of the President of the United States. And so, you know, and it's also MLK Day. So, you know, she had this party this morning, and it was very overwhelming to have a lot of older people around that, you know, people my parents' age, they're senior citizens, and you know, just everybody was just festive and happy.
What are they all doing? Obama, yeah. With their little flags.
No, they were just you know, they were eating and talking about just you know, all kinds of things, old times, you know, of course personal old times, but one of there's a woman that is real special to me who was here this morning. Her name. Oh, I'm not gonna drop any names or anything like that. But I kind of wanted to cry seeing her because, you know, she's just, you know, she helped raise me, and seeing her beautiful long silver hair and just hearing her stories and stuff. It's just. Just a really, really, really nostalgic day, and everybody sharing experiences of just different things that they've gone through, you know, from civil rights to just everything. So it was a very nice morning. And then I have to deal with smart mouth kids and the stuff that they have to say, and just, you know, just on, you know, off in another direction. And it's just like, okay, back to reality.
So smart mouth kids.
So it's, you know, I mean, you heard the mess that I was dealing with.
Constantly.
Yeah, but I mean, but even with the computer, you know, with the laptop computer, this new laptop that,
Yeah, we had some technical problems, and it's always, you know, it always kind of puts your mind in a bit of a fluster at the beginning of the show because you're trying to multitask.
Right.
But talking about creatures annoying you, I think downstairs we've got ourselves a dog, and it's yaps and howls and barks for hours on end. Once again, you know, I had it for years before, and we got rid of one, and now somebody else has got a freaking dog. So annoying, sitting here, and we can hear him howling and barking.
Because they don't belong in an apartment.
I know, it's so stupid, and it can make it quite stressful, actually. Especially when you're trying to meditate and things like that, you know, it's just impossible.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't know if maybe I'm going to go negative here for just a moment, but, I mean, people shouldn't have dogs in tiny apartments. They shouldn't have animals that need to be able to do what they need to do in a little confined space like that. And the flats, they're small. But anyway.
Well, I went onto YouTube and I found like a really high-pitched frequency noise. Cranked it up. I couldn't hear it anymore, but that's probably because I burst my own eardrums. So, you know, it's been snowing constantly here, snowing.
Yeah.
Snowing. Last week it was at that customer service. Thing. With actors and improving
right.
Customer service and that. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But, got on the mic, you know, in the site, like David Icke. Well, I didn't quite do that, but, you know.
Right.
I don't know whether you heard about Tesco's. You know Tesco's, the supermarket
Right.
over here. Well, did you hear about the horse meat scandal?
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, and you know, there's nobody heard about it. They're cheap, everyday value beef burgers. It was found to contain 29% horse meat.
No wonder they're so good.
I know, but the thing is, I don't think I've had them. But I wouldn't really be bothered, really, if I found out that it was horse meat. I'm sure you could find a lot worse things than burgers and horse meat.
If you're eating meat, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they should have labeled it as horse meat at least, you know, and then maybe there wouldn't have been such a problem.
Right.
I mean, who reads that small print anyway in the back? Not a lot of people. But like I said, I wouldn't be particularly annoyed about it. It's funny, it says on the front of the box here, 8% more beef.
Than the other burger you ate.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people aren't happy about that. But like I said, I mean, people eat horse. Like I said, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, if it was rats or something like that, you know, I understand.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously people aren't going to be happy because our product should be labeled properly. I mean, it's like with genetically modified food as well.
Right.
They're trying to pass that. What's the name of that thing? They were trying to pass where they didn't have to, where they're trying
right.
to get it, so they didn't have to label what was in food. I can't remember the name of it now. But there was, I mean, this in the Daily Mail, I mean, the headline was for this, you know, news story, is what do you call a burnt Tesco burger? Black Beauty. So many of my things, all the jokes are coming out. I mean, somebody said, I went to Tesco yesterday and ordered a burger. They asked me if I wanted anything on it, and I said, yes, a fiver each way. My daughter has already wanted a pony, so I'm buying her a Tesco quarter pounder for her birthday.
That's awful. That's absolutely awful.
If you think horse meat's bad, wait until you try Tesco's veggie burgers. They're made of genuine unicorn. You think Tesco's had to apologize for this, you know, sorry for putting all the horse in your burger. The thing is, they had to apologize again because on Twitter, after all this was going on, they said, it's sleepy time, so we're off to hit the hay. So they had to apologize about
for
that.
Saying that.
Which you're going to make light of the, you know, the thing. But what was really funny was, some people dressed up, you can see this on YouTube, dressed up in a pantomime horse and ran into Tesco's going, Mom, Dad, where are you? And the security came along and threw them out. It was so funny.
My goodness.
So, you know, just, well, I think I was going to say check more carefully what's in your burgers, but, I mean, if they're going to label horse as beef, you know, I mean, there's not a lot you can do about it.
I know. I was, you know, at one of those gyro places, and you know the stuff that's on, the, you know, the meat that's on the stick, they were calling that beef.
Well, the satay kind of.
The stuff that's on the stick, the stuff that's the big gigantic huge log of meat that they shave off of.
Oh, the gross thing used for doner kebabs.
Yeah, the big gigantic thing, and they were calling it beef.
Dripping.
But the thing is, it's a mix of lamb, and also beef, I guess. But if they're going to call it beef, what else is it?
Exactly.
You know,
I always get
the falafel. I like falafel, but I mean, you know.
Sometimes, you know what makes me hungry in a strange way? On Demolition Man, when he goes down into the sewers and he gives him a burger, and he's like, I haven't had burgers for years, because obviously he's been frozen away. It's a rat burger. And I think to myself, well, you know, I mean, it can't be that bad, really. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, by that time, I found mouse bones in my ravioli.
You did not.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah. put me off ravioli for a long time. See, it should have just been tomato and cheese, and there was these things in there.
There's like bone in there.
And I was like, it can't be. It's not tomato and it's not cheese. It's like
maybe
rib bones or something.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop. Now let's move on to coping with disappointments.
Like toast burgers. That's like a swear word.
Horse burger. Well, you know, today's topic, of course we're going to be doing ratings, and we see everyone in the queue, so you know, I promise you we're going to be talking. But today's topic is, you know, we always have several topics because, you know, there's only so long that you can talk about certain things. But today, one of the primary topics is about how to cope with grief or how to cope with disappointments. I think disappointments, it's not grief. I'm thinking about it's actual disappointments. It's a process of grief, but, you know, how do we deal with something that we've always thought was going to happen or something that we've been anticipating or something that we've been wanting to happen? And we're let down, you know, other than, you know, some people might be used to disappointments and they say, oh, well, you know, but some people can't do that. Some people handle their disappointments differently. So if anybody has any ways that they handle disappointments or if anybody has any disappointments that they just want to talk about, you know, any confessions or just anything they want to air out, please give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. But I'd like to ask you, you know, how do you deal with, and I mean, how do you really deal with it? Not just shrugging things to the side or just, you know, I mean, maybe some people may not, but, in the process of coping with disappointments, is there any good advice that you may have to bring somebody to a place where they can actually get to a spot of moving on or moving past or even living with letdowns?
Well, the way I, up until very recently, and I've probably heard it, I got a confession, I still do, but, you know, some sort of disappointment, I can get angry about it, but then it will subside, and I'll be like, right, okay, well, you know, whatever. But, for example, recently, see, this has made me think of things a bit differently. I was offered, so I was going to start karate, and I couldn't afford to get to the place and back, you know, and as well as pay for the lessons. So somebody offered to give me they said, well, if you come and join, you know, karate, I'll always be there to give you a lift back. You can get yourself there. And I thought, right, okay, then I should be able to sort this out. Anyway, I won't go into the details of it too much, but it turned out one day they were being a bit funny with me and then they just stopped giving me a lift without, you know,
mm-hmm.
telling me outright, oh, sorry, I can't give you a lift anymore, you know. Well, mm-hmm. they just kind of, you know, went a strange way about it. So I had to stop going, and I was disappointed in that. I thought, well, why am I disappointed? Because I don't get to do karate anymore, and I enjoyed it, but that's not the answer. Why was I disappointed? Am I disappointed in myself? Probably not, but possibly. Am I disappointed in others at the time? Yes, I was. For letting me down. But then again, the disappointment came from my expectations of others. Having high expectations for others or putting too much I would say having high expectations of others led to the disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So then it comes back to me. My high expectations of others being able to for me to be able to trust them is what made me disappointed. So it's my fault because of my expectations. So if I try not to have such high expectations and put all my hope and plans on other people, then I won't be as disappointed in the future. If that makes sense. I'm trying to put it into words.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I can agree with that. It's like knowing that, okay, there's a point where this person may not want to do this anymore. So I know at some point I may need to have another alternative. But
yeah.
Because you were taking this person for their word, and you were kind of putting an indefinite on it because they were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes, other people, I suppose other people's circumstances may change, and they can't do certain things because of, and I'll just use this as an example. I know that this is not the case, but let's just say that, you were expecting this, and then after every lesson, this person shows up late, and they have issues with, and I'm just using this as an example, okay? They have issues with infidelities in the past, and so, like, his wife is accusing him of doing something, and it's like he's getting a hassle on the other end of it. We just never really know what other people are going through, things that they maybe don't anticipate, and things just kind of turn into a different direction. So a lot of times people's circumstances change, which change the agreements that we make. And so, it leads to a place of letdown. So sometimes knowing, communication can help, or just, being able to empathize with the other side of the story can help. But of course it all deals with how much someone's letting us know. But it's all related. But, sometimes it's difficult because I've seen some people say, that's why I hate people, or that's why I don't ever expect anything from anybody. They take a negative angle with it as opposed to appreciating what did happen and trying to figure out how they can kind of, seal up the situation, but know that there's still more story out there. There's still more life.
Yeah. If I went into the karate and thought to myself, right, someone can give me a lift here, I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts, but I know there's always a chance that this could end.
Right.
With the lifts and that. If I went into it with that attitude and thought, I'm relying on somebody else, I've got to let myself know that their circumstances could change. I won't be able to get a lift there anymore, or lift back. And if I go into it with that and enjoyed it while it happened, then
right.
I probably wouldn't have been quite disappointed, but it's just my high expectations of others. But if I rely on myself, I can rely on myself most of the time.
Right.
But if you have plans or something in sequence and somebody lets you down, then I think it all comes down to your view and your perception of the situation.
Right.
Because, like I said, I was disappointed and I thought, well, it's not my fault, it's their fault. But it's not. It's my fault having high expectations and expecting them to do what they need to, when in fact, who says I can rely on them?
Right.
Well, of course, their situations do change. I haven't got a problem. People do it, but, still it comes down to my expectations. But if I go into things and realize this may not always last because I'm relying on people and other people's situations change, then disappointment might not come so hard.
Right.
Next time. But then again, you get into the realms of the unexpected.
Right. There's also deeper. I mean, of course, most of the times when we're dealing with people, when we're helping people, they have bigger disappointments than this. There's the disappointments of relationships, marriages, disappointments of, you know, contracts or deals. You know, there's all kinds of disappointments, and people have to, you know, every way to cope is going to be catered to the situation. There's no generalization. But there is one thing that is going to stand true, and that's the expectations we have of others and just how sometimes people's their ambition, their desire, whatever, their desires sometimes shift. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to take a call. The first person we're going to be talking to today is calling from 919. We have quite a line of people, but that's okay. We're not afraid. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. That is music from the movie Sunshine. I love that movie. It's got one of my favorite actors in it.
Chris Evans. I've already said this before.
Yes.
What's his name? I keep saying his name.
Cillian Murphy.
Right. That's it.
Okay, let's take a call. Caller from 919, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
I had called back in August about a relationship that I wanted to, you know, to renew, and you gave me a timeline, and it actually proved true. You know, you said he was going to come back around in the winter time, and then after the new year, back off again and come back around springtime. And I would just wonder if you had, you know, any other updates regarding this relationship.
Okay. What's your name, dear?
My name's Becca.
Becca, and your friend, what's your friend's name?
His name's Todd.
His name is Todd, okay. So Todd came back around, and...
Yes, he were. Yeah.
Okay, and he's backed off as of, like, the past week?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, we still...
A little bit, okay.
Talked here and there, or texted. But I thought his situation, you know, that he was... available at one time or almost, and then I think that relationship, I'm not sure if it's completely finished yet, because after he broke up,
right,
he was seeing someone else.
Okay.
But I think they're kind of on and off.
Right. Okay, let me kind of look and see. Hold on just a moment. I am missing my deck of cards. Here's a different one. I'll just use this one. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Everybody forgive my silence.
Silence is golden.
Yeah. He doesn't... Okay, now I want you to remember that right now you're currently dealing with a person who really doesn't know what he wants. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that you're actually being told to do is just to... I mean, you know, in regards to this situation, is just sit back and just... I mean, just basically just sit back. Just sit back and watch. I am seeing that there's a lot of things that you know. I mean, he's talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, he's told you things. And you're being told that right now, as far as you guys are concerned, he is at a very, very... like, if you think about relationships and how they have progression... He's still at the starting line when it comes to you guys right now. But the thing is, he's in a good space. I mean, he really does like you. He really does care about you. I mean, everything is positive in regards to how he's, you know, the circumstances that are surrounding you. But he himself is not really sure of what he's doing. And right now, it says he's reciprocating, but you still have distant hopes. Now, what I suggest you do is, because it does look like he's doing this thing where he'll come and go. I wouldn't take that too personally, if at all possible. And when he wants to talk to you, I'm not seeing there's anything wrong with talking. Sometimes, remember, everybody's situation is different, and sometimes people really shouldn't be talking. But in your situation, it doesn't look like there's any harm, because the circumstances with you have nothing to do with the circumstances with this other person. But I am seeing that there's finally going to be a complete split off. But in your meditations and in your relaxation and in the way that you sit back, as a healer, I'm going to tell you that jumping from one relationship to the next, it's not always the smartest thing to do. I'm just saying this because I see him trying to get involved in too much too quickly. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
is he
put off with what he's doing right now, or in a situation he's in?
In the situation he's in, they're eventually going to have a full split off. Like, they will have a full split off because, you know, I see that she is trying to run a marathon, I don't want to say marathon. I want to say she's running and he's trying to walk.
Yeah,
that's
and he doesn't like that. I mean, we were together 9 years, and I mean, the type of person he is, and they've been dating a very short time, and if she's trying to push things, that's not going to work with him.
Right. And so, I mean, you're dealing with a situation where, like I said, it doesn't matter if you talk to him. It doesn't matter if you don't, you know. There's no harm in still talking, because it does look like he will talk, but just let him get to a place where he's like, okay, you know what? I've done this, and now I'm going to come back to, you know what I mean. So, but
yeah,
the situation still looks like ultimately you're going to be okay. But the current circumstances just look really sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's doing, I mean, that's the only word I can think of, is because it just looks like, there's a lot of mess. Like, you know, he's jumped into something, and I know that they were having a blast and he was having a good time. It's a new person, new stuff. But now she actually wants him to be accountable, which a lot of people would want to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, and you know, not to insult him, but one of the things that we learn the further along we go is that we don't open up hearts unless we're actually ready to be prepared for what we find, you know? And it's, you know, people are not just treasure chests that we can admire and then put away. So, but that's something that I see that he's learning. So, but like I said, that situation does look like it'll have a wrap. It'll be put away and gone. Pretty
soon,
actually.
You've got a
time
frame,
or... Just because I see her holding on, it's probably a little bit after, at the end of February, because I just see her trying to hold on, because of course she wants this, you know, she wants something. Everybody has a right to want something. But for the most part, I actually see that he's pretty much done, I think she's just a really, I know you don't want to hear this. I think she's probably a really nice person, and he's trying to be graceful and kind, but, you know, it's probably adding a little bit of confusion to the situation. So, but like I said, I do believe it'll probably be done about the end of February.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Becca.
That is very
Thanks
helpful.
For calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, and thank you very much, okay?
Y'all have a great Monday.
You too. You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That reminds me, I forgot to say that we usually are on Tuesdays, but we decided to do Monday this week.
This is a holiday in the United States of America.
In America, in the United States of America. Oh, my goodness.
Something interesting for you.
Okay.
In suspense yet? Oh, well, you see, Friday night I was having a dream. I was in a car park and there was some cadets parachuting down. Not that that's really relevant. And all of a sudden this big flock of birds came in, swooped in, landed in the car park. And I was like, what are these birds? And I was turning to other people and I got my phone out and started filming. I was like, what are these birds? They don't recognize them. They've seen them before. They're like some sort of pigeony thing. And they're like gray with bits of brown on them and spots. And it was quite a vivid dream. You know what these vivid dreams are like. And I was trying to film him with my phone and I couldn't quite get the zoom right. And I was like, I couldn't see. I was like, what's wrong with this? Well, I think it was just a bit too technical for my dream, you know. Trying to operate a phone, looking through a phone of your dream while trying to record it. Anyway, I went to my mum and dad's on the Saturday. And I told my dad about it, and that was a dream I was saying about wearing the armor. That's not important, forget about that. And my mum was sat there, and she was looking out the window, and she said, what are those? And I was like, what? And this flock of birds had come along and landed in the tree, and guess what they were like? They were pigeony, gray things.
Yeah.
Landed in the tree, a big flock of them as well. And I was like, is this really happening? Are these the birds from my dream? But to be honest, they were slightly different. And I've not seen them before. None of us. My mum, my dad, me, I haven't seen them before. And you know, it was a substantial number. There was probably like 40, 50 of them. And I think that's unusual. Well, it's not really unusual for me. The things that's happened in the past, but you know, for me to dream about seeing a flock of birds I didn't recognize the next morning, my mum saying, what are they? And there's this flock of birds that I didn't recognize, they look very similar. Would you call that premonition?
I think that we need to see what these mean to you. And you have just snaked your own reading into the show.
Oh no,
you
did
that. You did that on purpose.
Confession. Well, you know what? The other funny thing was that was like I was gonna have a look on the RSPB website because they've got like a questionnaire about size and color and you know to try and find a bird, so you fill it in. And anyway, before I thought about doing that, my dad was looking in a book and he said, "What size do you reckon they are?" I said, "They're something like between blackbird and pigeon size." And he was looking through the book and I said, "I'll have a look on the website." And it said, what colour is your bird? What size is your bird? Is your bird between blackbird and pigeon size? I was like, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what I said. Of course it is. I thought it was unusual they found those two birds to put in a comparison, the ones I just used a few moments ago. It was weird. The whole situation was blowing my mind.
Blowing your mind. Well, what we need to do is we need to see what kind of birds those are, and we need to put those onto your totem.
Field fare.
It's called a what?
Field fare.
That's what they are, field fare?
Yeah.
So we'll see what field fare means, what they are, what they represent, and we'll add them to your totem. I bet they're probably like rats.
What?
Like rats. But
no,
they're
pigeons are sky rats.
I know. I'm just teasing you. But the thing is, a rat is not necessarily a bad thing to be because rats can... they can survive, but they'll survive by doing anything. But anyway, we'll see what field fare are. Let's take a call. We have a caller in Alabama at 205. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hey, my name is Robbie. And,
hi, Robbie.
I just recently, went through a broken relationship, very disappointing. And then I pulled myself up and I met a new guy, but now he's not calling, so I don't know if you see what his problem is or anything positive coming to me anytime soon.
Robbie, this new guy, what is his name, or what are we going to call him?
Terry.
Terry? Uh-huh. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, how long ago did you meet him? Has it been about 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
About 4 weeks.
Okay. When was the last time that you actually spoke to him? Was it about...
It was last Wednesday.
It was last Wednesday? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you done since he stopped calling? What actions did you take?
Well, we were supposed to meet on Wednesday, and he ended up getting sick and couldn't meet me. So I waited till Saturday, and I tried to call to see how he was feeling, but I didn't get an answer. So that's all
okay.
I've done.
Okay, perfect. Now, that's actually good. Now, what I want you to do is just not do anything, okay, like you're doing. And what I'm saying is that you'll hear from him probably, and I want you to put a week on top of what I'm telling you. I'm saying that you're probably going to hear from him on, say, like, Wednesday. So between now and next Wednesday, we're going to see what he does. I'm not actually saying that there's a problem. I'm just saying that he has cut things off because he's not doing well. And I know that he could call you. I know he could talk to you. But I just really don't see that he's doing very well, okay? But I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm not going to make any excuses for why he's doing what he's doing. But I do see him reconnecting. You know, you got to remember that whenever we meet someone, we usually have a possibility of making just about any relationship work as long as two people continue to stay reciprocal. This pullback he's done has been done. I do see he's telling me the truth. He's not got any momentum. He's not feeling good. You know what I mean? But he still seems to like you a lot. So, but like I said, we're going to see what he does between this Wednesday coming up and the next, and things look like they should start falling back into place. But the pullback, whenever somebody pulls back, we want to pull back too.
Okay.
And when they come forward, what you're going to do is you're just going to kind of, you know, keep it slow and let him continue to do what he's supposed to do as the gentleman in the situation to court you, so to speak. And then we're going to see how your flow continues. But I got some positive things to tell you. I am seeing that this does look like this is something that can work. Straight up, it does. But it does look like he himself has recently gone through some relationship changes, too. It actually is being defined as a divorce, but that doesn't mean it can't just be a serious split-up, okay? But I'm not telling you that that has anything to do with what he's doing now. It just looks like that's his recent that's like his big recent circumstance, so to speak, okay? So just take your time. Let him get back into the swing of things, and this actually does look like it could be okay, all right? But let us know. You know, we're usually on Tuesdays, so let us know next week or the next how things are going, okay, Robbie?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, when you were... I did well there. He said, when was the last time you spoke to him? And... I was about to burst out. 16th. But I didn't.
You should have.
I would have made it last Wednesday.
People never get to hear you do your any of your readings. You never ever want to, you know, show off your skills. You just sit there.
It's not easy for me. I'm just a young boy.
Ha ha ha. sorry. Go on.
That was it.
Oh, that's all you were going to say?
That's all.
You're so full of poop.
Oh.
You are full of poopies. Remember, our topic today, everybody, is about coping with disappointments. It's a lot of times coping with disappointments are difficult. Letdowns. You know, the hopes that we've put out there, the things that we've expected, the promises that we make. You know, people that even like they lose momentum, they lose, they just, you know, people just change or they just sort of fizzle out. If you have any of that stuff going on with you, give us a call. Our number is 347-215-8421. You know, we'd like to cater those things to, you know, people who want to talk about that stuff. Some real good, genuine, intuitive advice about how you personally can move through the issues that are surrounding you. Did you want to add anything?
Well, I don't think we can always, we can't avoid disappointments all the time, but I said we can try and deal with it and cope with it in better ways. For example, if you got something planned and you become ill, you're disappointed, but there's nobody really to blame.
Right.
So, you got high expectations of yourself, being well for the event, but then I could say you shouldn't have high expectations of yourself, but that's not right, because we should have high expectations of ourselves, because, you know, that's how we make progress.
Yeah, we should.
So it's just, that's one of those circumstances where you can't really avoid disappointment, but, can be avoided, but it can be dealt with in better ways. And I said, if anybody's out there, it's got their ways of dealing with it without having to, you know, turn to, you know, alcohol or, you know, anything that's going to worsen the situation, you know. So that is all.
You know, I sometimes talk to people that, more often than not, actually, that say that they've talked to someone who has told them that they have a curse that's been put on them, or a curse that's been put on their family, so that it's impossible for people to actually achieve their own happiness.
Yeah, that's something I've had firsthand with, actually.
And so the thing is that, you know, I'm never going to say that that's not true necessarily, because it could be true. But you've got to also remember that in life, we have experiences, which is basically we have karma. And karma is merely a web of our experiences. And you're going to have good experiences and you're going to have bad experiences. But what they really are is just experiences, period. And you're not going to know what's good unless you've tasted what's bad. So is it really fair for someone to make you afraid that you've had, that something terrible has been placed on you, and you have to pay them $850 to burn a series of candles to rid them of whatnot? I mean, and don't get me wrong. Some of this, I mean, everybody's situation is different, but for the most part, we have to remember that we have to experience good and we have to experience bad. We just have to experience because we're breathing. And so it's not always something that can be chopped up to something as simple as another person's ill will towards you and your bloodline is causing you to keep from, you know, having a good salary or losing weight or being pretty or becoming a supermodel or whatever it is, whatever it is. Did you want to say something?
Well, then I was kind of off subject a bit.
Okay.
Just a thought to put out there. And, it doesn't have to be pursued, but I was just laying in bed last night, mulling things over, thinking about things to the point where I was getting so that into different layers of my own mind and subject that I had to stop before my mind imploded. But, you know, hold on a minute, for some reason I've gone out of breath. Right. I was thinking about knowledge. It's important to arm ourselves with knowledge. Knowledge is key. But how do we determine what is true knowledge and what is false knowledge?
Getting more knowledge, I guess. Or am I not supposed to answer that?
I'm finished.
I'm sorry.
And is false knowledge actually knowledge? How do we determine what is true knowledge, what is false knowledge? Maybe the only way we can do that is use our conscience, that little voice telling us, and our instincts. But the main question I was thinking in my mind is, how do we determine what is true knowledge and what is false knowledge? And is false knowledge actually knowledge? Because knowledge comes from the word know.
Right.
And false knowledge isn't actually not knowing anything. It's not knowing for sure, is it? But it was just something I just thought I'd put that out there for people to implode their minds with, you know.
We're going to take a little break.
Oh, my God.
And when we get back, we're going to take the caller that's calling from Skype. This
I'm
is broken.
My legs.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I need to actually do that too. But we will be right back, and we'll be taking the caller that's calling from Skype. This is Broken Earth Radio. We'll be right back.
If I wanted to break, laugh it all, laugh in your face, what would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore, what would you do? Who I really am inside, finally. bury me, I am finished with you. Look in my eyes, you're killing me, all I wanted was you.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
And we're back, and we're taking the call from the Skype caller. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you today? Hello?
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 Bonjour.
Let's take the caller from 562. 562, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Hey, my name is Alex. How are you?
Very good, Alex. Thank you. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Well, I was seeing if you could just tap in my energy and see if there's any possibilities of career-wise, any choices or any new things coming up, because I've been looking for a long, long time. Or a relationship issue, and if I may, later on, discuss with you kind of like what you guys were talking about in the concept of disappointments and so forth.
Okay, well, you know, this is a sample reading, but we do like people to share about the topic, okay? So mm-hmm. what would you like to share about your topic of disappointments?
Well, you know, I've been on my own since I was very young. Since I was 16, mm-hmm. I lost my family very, very young in life. And through the struggles of losing, you know, your family and, you know, your parents and your siblings and so forth, you know, you keep moving forward thinking there's always going to be something better. And that makes you sort of stronger. But, you know, mm-hmm. in life, you know, the whole thing, the whole concept, I think, the disappointment is like a, as hard as it is, it's almost like, a something that like a fuel of something of some sort that kind of pushes you to strive for something better or to hope for something that would eventually, you know, make you happy. I've
right.
you know, my whole life has been a disappointment, unfortunately. I've had goals and I've had accomplishments, but you know, it seems like in the relationship issue with family, friends, or even a partner has been nothing but a disappointment. And I think that a lot of people have that because, you know, sometimes somewhere in their life, either their youth or, you know, or maybe even in their adulthood, a disappointment could actually seems like it's like a wound that you carry with you. And that's where I'm always now, at least this past year, that's what I've been doing, is trying to kind of heal that wound so it just kind of not repeat itself, because it seems like every so often, every couple, two, you know, a year or even more, something will hurt you the same way. It's like a repetition. You keep repeating the same lesson because you haven't really learned it. And so my suggestion would always be look within and find out how to heal that wound in order to break the cycle. I don't know if you guys agree.
What sort of expectations? Because remember, when relationships let us down, it's because there's an expectation that's been set. And remember, there's nothing wrong with, I don't think there's anything wrong, at least, with expecting people to live up to the things that they say they're going to do. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? However, if we pay close attention to our relationships, we can clearly see where things started becoming more one-sided. So if you look back at some of the things that you've experienced that have disappointed you, and like, we're just going to keep this to a personal relationship as opposed mm-hmm. to, it, because it's a different subject talking about siblings and parents and teachers mm-hmm. and bosses and stuff like that. But when it comes to your love life, what sort of place do you see where, say, you know, you're in a relationship with someone, and of course we make those promises, those sweet nothings, you know, I love you from the cradle to the grave, that sort of thing. But there's always a point where you start to see that you're the one that's doing more. You're the one that's trying more. When there's a place where you're being, where to set you up for the disappointment. You see what I mean? Can you see in retrospect where that starts to happen?
You know, with me, it's been very different because I've never really completely opened myself up to anybody but one person my whole entire life. And so my last relationship, it has taken me a whole year to heal from it because it was such a good relationship. And that's the thing. It was too perfect and it was too good. And so when it abruptly ended with the blink of an eye, then I had no choice but to look at me and say, well, where did I go wrong? Because it never crossed my mind to say, what did he do wrong? It always came as a reflection of me because that person meant so much that I think it's more like a mirror. That person, when a person is your partner and you have such a good relationship and friendship, it's almost as you're looking in the mirror and looking at yourself back. And that's what
right.
happened to me. And I know now what I did wrong in the relationship, but, you know, there's nothing you can do once it's done.
What do you think you did wrong?
I did not value myself. I did not value life. And I think that was the big deterrent for him to realize, well, if this girl doesn't even love herself or doesn't life or appreciate life, then why am I here? And so I understand that now. But that was a big issue with me. I didn't value life, like, because I've been around death so long. All I've known is people who die. I've never really seen anybody really live a good life. I just see people dying. And so
right.
when it was one of those things where, like, hey, if I die tomorrow, I'm okay with it. You know, because, I mean, there's nothing to
cheat
about
that. So you may have
been
making him, so you may have been kind of making him feel like you had no future.
I think so. I think that he realized that
yeah.
he wasn't important enough for me to stick around. And that wasn't my my concept, but I delivered it wrong. And I think that
right.
I should have said, look, I really don't think that you die. I mean, you know, you live on. But some people don't understand that because they don't have that belief, which I do because, you know, I've seen dead people since I was 5 years old. So I know
right.
they're still alive if I can see them and talk to them. But of course, not everybody has that, you know, not everybody sees that. And so that
right.
was a big, huge turn in our relationship. And unfortunately, you know, I've had, you know, people or readings and people, psychics, or say, oh, well, you guys will be back or he will come back again. And, you know, it's been a year and I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think it will. If it does, maybe very long down the road, I don't know, but I, you know, it's something that,
right.
I don't feel it. But it is a disappointment
yeah.
because it affects
right.
your whole life. Like, it has affected me financially, my goals.
Right.
You know, you just it is a big shock, especially, you know, when you just feel like, no, where do I go from here? And that's pretty much how has it been for the past year. It's been like stagnant. I've been stuck on this mud hole, and I can't figure out what drives me now. Like, it threw me completely off my rockers.
Okay. Well, I understand. I really do. I really do understand. To answer your question real quickly, and I'm sorry, I just kind of got distracted here for just a moment. You know, in about 8 weeks, I am seeing you with a job opportunity that's actually worth taking. Okay. And that looks like that's something that's happening by the natural course of things. But as far as, you know, your process, remember what you've learned in this situation, like you said, is about, you know, living. About, and I know that a lot of times we are preoccupied with, in our spirituality, a lot of people do become preoccupied with where do we go from here? And our lives are spent thinking about what's next as opposed to really, really embracing what's now. And I think that's a lesson that each and every single one of us needs to embrace. We need to embrace that. It's been so good talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bill, can you, is there anything you'd like to share? I got to do something real quick.
Well, there's a couple of things, but quite long to go into. Okay. I've got something to talk about. I shall begin. Okay. I was in contact with somebody called Terry LaRich Walters, who wrote a book called Who on Earth Am I? Who is one of the best healers that I've heard about, because he actually uses, it's up to yourself whether you believe this or not, but he uses his healing powers through... But when he concentrates on somebody to heal, that person will find themselves being visited by otherworldly beings to actually heal them. And like I said, I mean, I needed some help from my dad, because he wasn't very well, and he still isn't. And I was trying to get hold of Terry Walters so he could do some work for my dad. Funnily enough, I was doing some manifesting one morning, and just out of the blue, I said, you know, I've been sending emails to people, you know, please get Terry Walters to call me. Surely enough, a few hours later, I got a phone call, and it was this Terry Walters on the phone, and I couldn't believe it, that it happened when I asked for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
I think I was in shock for the whole phone call, because, you know, watched his interviews, and I thought, you know, these are amazing stories. And he was talking to me. He was telling me these first-hand amazing situations they'd been in, and people that he knows. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I know I mentioned him before, but I don't think I mentioned this part where my dad had many problems over the years. One of them was a back injury, and we had two slip discs while he was working, and had an accident, and it bothered him. It was years ago. It must have been 20 odd years ago when it happened. And I haven't spoken to Terry for a while, but during the time when he was focusing on the healing for my dad, during one night, my dad was aware that he was face down, and he was in this room, and there was people, tall people, tall, slender-looking people in some sort of surgical gowns doing something with his back. And, excuse me, my dad started to panic a bit, because he couldn't exactly see what was going on. He couldn't see the faces because where he was looking, because he was kind of facing down into whatever he was lying on. And eventually struggled and managed to get out of this situation or whatever. But ever since, his back hasn't been bothering him.
Great.
After 20-odd years of it causing him pain and discomfort, it's hardly doing anything now, and I can't just put it down to coincidence that it would suddenly sort itself out. I really think this experience he had in the night of these people doing something with his back was possibly help from other beings, and it's similar to what other people's stories have where he's done healing for them as well. So that's awesome that one of his his problems is not causing him quite so much pain at the moment, you know. The end.
Well, I think that's a great story. I remember that day, and I remember how freaked out and happy you were, and just, you know, the manifesting that we had done that morning, and then there he is calling. How, you know, it really even gave you a huge sense of just what kind of power that you have, and what believing, like truly believing and really putting out the correct stuff out there, what it really does for you, and how important it is. And that's also something that as far as manifesting is concerned, you know, we are still putting together our book about moon magic, and it should be out soon, and it'll be posted to our website. I really want it to be in physical form, but it's probably going to be online. But that's okay.
In spiritual form.
It's going to be in spiritual form, but it's probably going to be online. But like I said, that's okay. That's all right. We do have a few people still in line, but in queue, but in our line, in our order, there was somebody that had typed in a question into the chat. And I believe she wanted to know. Oh, Chan's on. Hi, Chan. Hi.
Yeah, okay.
somebody was asking when.
The Dreammaker, was it?
Yeah, she was asking when she was going to be getting an engagement ring. So let's see when Dreammaker is going to be getting her engagement ring.
I assume she's not buying it herself, because that could be anything.
I know, she should go on ahead and just get it. If that's the case, I believe she wants to know when she's going to be getting her engagement ring from her boyfriend. Wait a minute, she said, did you see my question? I thought her question was, when am I getting my engagement ring?
Oh, I didn't see any questions.
Oh, I had to X the box out so I could see the rest of the chat room. But was there more question, or was there a different question? Dreammaker. Now that person's not answering.
Dreammaker.
Well, I guess we'll just answer that of when will she be getting her engagement.
Maybe they biodegraded because they were waiting so long.
Maybe. Hold on, let's see. All right. Let's see. It says happiness in three places. It looks like it's going to be happening like in 1, 2, 3, like maybe March, perhaps March, the beginning of March. So we'll see what happens. Something is going on beginning of March. That's your answer, Dreammaker. So I need to take a break real quickly because it's just crazy around here, and then we're going to take the caller at 727. Really sorry about this, people. But we'll be right back. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Thank you.
We're back. Oh my goodness. It is just a crazy, it's just crazy town around here. And Chon is in their chat room. I'm so excited. Chon is the one of the most beautiful people on the planet. Literally. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Then why are you not saying that Chon is?
Yes, she is. I've seen her. I agree.
She really, really is. Let's see. We have a caller at 727. Let's take the call, and then let's get back to some topical conversation. 727, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Rose. How do you see my financial year?
Your financial year?
Yeah, this
okay.
year.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something. Now, what I normally do for a financial reading, I'm not going to do because it's, you know, this is not private. But what I am going to do is I'm just going to kind of look for some points here along the year where it looks like you're doing better than others, okay? And I'm basically going to be looking at the month. But my financial spreads usually consist of, you know, seeing how much you did last year and comparing it to this year, okay? But that's
okay.
Very, very private. That's very private, Rose. But hold on just a moment. Let's see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Wow. October, November, December, January. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, next month actually looks like it's going to tidy up pretty well. Okay. The month of February. However, going into from April, May, June, July, August, all of these are such high months. They're all you're being indicated as just extremely high financial months, period. This is really good. And then when we get towards September, October, November, it looks like you're going to have a little time off, and there's another point where it looks like you have some time off again, you know, just like a little bit of relaxation, literally. But I wanted to kind of move into a little bit of next year because I just wanted to see some things. But it really actually looks like you're going to be doing a lot of traveling going into the fall.
Yeah, that's my plan, actually.
Yeah, so no, you're going to, I'm actually seeing a pretty good year for you.
Yeah, I had a feeling that I was going to have a good year this year. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be nice. This is going to be extremely nice. Wow. That's great.
It is great. It's nice to get good news, isn't it?
It's very nice. It really is. It's nice to be able to give it. Rose, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you
so
much.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Look at Chon. She said, thank you. I'm blushing. Stop that.
Yay. Let's do some more.
Chon is so pretty. Whoop, whoop. So pretty. Anyway. I know this is going to sound so ridiculous, but Chon is actually a really good friend of my friend Danny, who I met through my best friend Tally. Bad, bad, evil Tally. But anyway, and when I saw Chon on Danny's, this was way back in the days of MySpace, I was like, oh my gosh, this lady is so pretty. It just made me want to kind of, like, she's just cute. She just looks like she's made from, like, I'm not trying to embarrass you, Chon. I'm so, so sorry by saying this. But she looks like she's literally made from clay or something. Like she was just put together, and it's just like just pretty, pretty woman. But she looks like her mom. I mean, they're just pretty, pretty people. And I just wanted to be her friend because she's pretty. I know that sounds silly.
I don't blame you.
But But yeah, so we've been good friends. We've been internet friends, and I know that she was actually living near where my family lives, but I don't know if she's still living. I mean, you know, relatively near. I don't know if she still is now, but she's a super, super lady, very funny, and I know today has been a great day for her because she's a very big supporter of our president.
Oh, I thought you said because she's listening to the show.
And also that, too. But I know that today is a very special day for Chan, and I know that she's really excited today. So,
you know,
I was going to actually turn it over to you, so you keep going with it.
Well, I don't know. I was a bit confused with something. I guess it's just kind of me, thinking out loud. I was watching some, Sacred Geometry. I've been investigating. There was one point where this person who was talking was on about the importance of the number 666. And it's not actually, such a bad number. But it was saying the average person is 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide, fingertip to fingertip, and 6 foot, not between your fingers, from one finger, from one hand to the other fingertip, 6 foot. It has some real long, wide spaced fingers. I see it looking between your fingers, like, isn't that 6 foot between my fingers?
Okay, all right. Anyway.
Anyway. You're saying the person was 6 by 6 by 6, so 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide, and the other 6 foot, what is the other 6 foot? Is that like somebody doing the splits? The forward splits, is that like 6 foot? Beep. I mean, what? I don't know. But the other thing was, and they said 6 times 6 times 6 equals 216, which is the amount of bones in the human body, which is interesting. But upon my investigation, there's only 206. So I thought I'd just leave you confused with that, as I am. I need to do some more investigation. I'm just confused.
You sound confused. You sound confused. I was going to just remind people of today's topic. Today's topic has been a boat. It's been a boot. Is it a boat? A boat. Today's topic has been about.
Yes.
Basically, dealing with disappointment. Dealing with letdowns. And we had one caller that actually mentioned having, relationship disappointments. And that's something that's really, it's basically most people really want to deal with the disappointments of their love life because it's important to us. It's about our passions. It's about our feelings. It's what's important. But in our love lives, there's always, like I was saying before, there's always a point where you can kind of see where maybe you're doing more than the other person, and when that starts to happen, one of the ways that we can balance things out is to pull back so that it becomes more reciprocal. And if it doesn't become reciprocal, if it just starts to really peter out, well, then there you go. I mean, I do understand that it's hard to think logically when you're in love with someone. So, it's feelings are a little bit different when it comes to where our heart sits, as opposed to like if it's business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes emotion can cloud logic, and it's difficult to find the balance. So I think that everything is about balance. The universe is about balance. You've got to find balance, and it's not easy.
Right. Just like we were talking about too, with sometimes, and I know that you've heard it, people feeling like my whole family has been cursed and I'll never have, whatever. We never want to underestimate the power of that. However, we want to always look at things in a way that might be a tad bit more practical in spite of what we do, in spite of what we're doing right now. When it comes to the balance of things, you got to have good to know that there's bad. You have to have bad to know that there's good. And karma is not barter. It's not a barter system. Just because you put three quarters in doesn't mean that you're going to get nine back out. You know, karma only represents a web of experiences. So, you know, when we see people using the term karma in all kinds of ways, but, you know, when you really study deeply into it, it's about experience. And experiences, even though they feel bad or they seem negative, they feel good or they seem positive, are just experiences alone. But, you know, I'm not trying to take the spice out of life when I make those statements, because I enjoy and I love and I mourn too. But I'm just saying that the way that we can cope and the way that we can understand what's happening, so we don't feel like everything is stacked up against us, even though there's so many times when it really feels like it is, things really are stacked up against us. We've got to remember that there's an ebb and flow, an ebb and a flow of things, and we have to keep believing. We have to keep having faith in whatever it is we have faith in, and we just have to plug forward, and we have to remember, you know, to keep manifesting and to keep saying thank you to no matter who you're saying thank you to. And in the end, you've got to remember that when you look back, hopefully you can say, I did the best I could.
Yeah. That's right. Try and live an honest and truthful life. That's what's important.
And that's what it's all about. Or, you know, we try to let it be. We only have about 11 or so minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. Is there anything that, I do want to remind everybody that our website is up. There is a link in the room. If anyone is listening to this on demand, there's also a link attached to the radio show banner thing that where the pictures flash by, where you can see pictures of myself and of Bill and of just whatever it is that we've put up there. There's a little link there that you can – it used to be able to press it, but now
– I can awkwardly read it out.
Well, I had to make it small so the whole thing showed up on there, so I'm not hearing you complain about it.
No, I was none about that.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I totally jumped on
the defense.
I jumped on you.
I'm disappointed by your attitude because of my high expectations.
You don't expect anything high of me.
No,
I just heard blah, 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 and I'm like, he's yelling at me again. No, it's so small. The link is so small, and I was like, he's going to complain about that. But I was trying to make it little, so it would all...
make it sound like I complain about everything.
You are always fussing at me.
Because I'm a perfectionist. That's why the website is just, like, perfect. I'm like being in a dream.
It's like peeing in a dream. No, that's not what you said.
No.
You didn't say that. Not bad. My terrible, terrible bad.
There were some topics that I was going to talk about, but I'm not going to bring them up yet because I don't want to try and cram them in before the end of the show. So I'll tell you what I will be talking about in the next episode.
Okay.
I'll be I'll say it anyway. I'll be touching on to Mel's Hole next week.
Oh,
Mel's Hole. Why are you laughing?
Because you said you were going to be touching on Mel's Hole.
No, I'll be touching on to Mel's Hole next week. Okay, I will be discussing Mel's Hole.
You're going to be talking about his hole?
Yeah. It's an unusual hole in the ground. It's about 9 foot wide, and some weird stuff's going on with it at this bloke's property. But I'm not going to talk about it now. I said I don't want to try and squeeze it all in before the end of the show into Mel's Hole. He's so immature and rude.
Look, even Sean's laughing.
laughing at me.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll be touching on mouth hole next week, so, you know, tune in. I'll try and stuff it all in by the end of the show.
That was awful. And we'll be back on Tuesday. She said, sorry, Bill. We'll be back on next Tuesday. We're usually on Tuesdays. Also, please like us on Facebook.
We need friends.
We even... I have got the giggles now. Anyway, like us on Facebook. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. And also Psychic New New. Psychic New New.
And if you want to drop myself an email for some physical healing or any other kind of talk that you'd like to talk to me about, drop me an email at Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com.
That's B like Doyle, O like oil, Y like yo.
That's going to confuse people. They won't even be able to email me.
It's Bill Doyle, B like David, because it sounded like you said Bill Doyle, B like boy.
Okay. Well, contact me. It's Bravo, Indigo, Lima, Lima, Delta, Oscar, Yankee, Lima, Echo.
Let's take this real quick. Let's take this caller really fast, and then we'll have a proper closeout. Right. Caller at 816, this is Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. How can we help you?
How you guys doing?
Very good.
Basically, I just had one question.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, is my girlfriend cheating on me?
What is your name, or what do you want to go by, and what do you want us to call your girlfriend?
Just call me Jay.
Okay. And your girlfriend?
Lolita.
Lolita? Okay, hold on just a moment. You want to see if Lolita is being unfaithful to Jay? Hold on just a moment.
Because I have a guess she might be escorting.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't want to pick up on your fears, so just relax, okay, Jay? Just
okay.
Relax. Okay. All right, perfect, perfect. She has a history of this, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It does. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a couple of things.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not seeing that she is. But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
It does look like she was. It does, and I'm giving you I'm kind of estimating.
Yeah.
Because in my timing, it looks like she was, like, let's say she started. I'm not going to say started. I'm going to say she stopped. It looks like she may have stopped either the last week of December or it could have been 2 weeks ago, okay? Mm-hmm. But it does look like she has stopped. However,
Was it like a lot of guys?
I'm actually going to tell you something else, so just bear with me just a moment. I am actually seeing that she might start again, okay? Mm-hmm. And it looks like she may start again in 2 or 3 phases, which means it could be three weeks, it could be 3 months. But it does look like she could start again. Now, as far as how many people that she went out with.
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment. You know, I am going to do a different spread for that because it does look like there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
It also looks like there's one night that she may have either been robbed or she may have been stiffed or something. Or you know, something may have happened where, if she's actually doing the escort, I can see where maybe they may pay somebody else. But there's some money loss here, okay?
Hmm.
But hold on just a moment. And honestly, it looks like it may have been a few people. I'm going to estimate with what I'm seeing here, maybe about 15.
15 people that robbed her or 15 people that, like...
No, that she has escorted. Since she's, you know, in the past, whatever. You know what I mean?
Because is it like online or, I mean, how is she meeting these people?
Honestly, intuitively, I think that she's working for I was seeing her working for a place or working for someone. Like there's a key or main person that she's working through. But I'm telling you, online, I mean, probably, you know, everybody works online at something. You see what I mean? So there's probably some sort of connection online.
Because I thought I saw some videos online. She wears like different wigs. Are you seeing that too? Like when she does like videos?
Well, I'm going to tell you that whatever she's doing, because I'm sticking to the cards for this because, you know, we only have so much time.
Right.
But in the cards, whatever she's doing, it looks like she's doing she's doing whatever, you know. I mean, these cards are the cards I get for strippers or, you know, people that are letting themselves be objectified in whatever way, and she's receiving money. So, I mean, you know, she's doing something, but like I said, it looks like she has stopped, and it looks like she will start again.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, just talk to Lolita.
Yeah, I talked to her before, but she kind of, like, ignored me because we was at a store, coming to, like, a hardware store, and she wouldn't say two words to me, you know. I don't know if she's playing me off or thought it was a joke. Or are you feeling that too, ma'am?
Well, you know, I'm kind of getting the sense that Lolita has, she has some issues with money. And what I mean by money is, like if she's doing something for money, she doesn't think there's anything wrong with what she's doing.
Right.
She has issues with value and energy.
I don't mean to be like Tony Blunt, but I kind of had a feeling she was doing like all the sexual favors, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, you know, what's one? What's the difference between one and seven?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and she's not doing this at the home, is she? Or is she like downtown?
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't see her doing it. It looks like she stopped, but it looks like she may start again.
And she was like going to downtown.
I think she's doing it wherever she's called.
Wow.
Wherever she's called. So there's got to be a third party. There's somebody that she's working through, and they're sending her out.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, something happened a few weeks ago where she lost her money, or maybe she wasn't paid for it, or something.
Because I had a good feeling she was doing it like for was it like a party?
I am seeing that there was one point where there was a lot of people in one night, but whether or not it was a party or it just was just a very big night, you know, I'm not quite sure about that.
So it was like
I'm sorry to cut you off, sweetheart, but the show's about to end and we got to end it properly. You can call back. We are we're usually on Tuesday, so we'll be on next Tuesday. Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Good luck. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, my thing is just kind of spinning and spinning. Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. You know, it's been a fun show. It's been a very, very, very fun show, even though it started out kind of funky, because we need to talk with Blog Talk Radio, because every single week, the show starts off crazy because of something that has nothing to do with us, and something has changed with Skype.
Is it disappointing?
It's
no, because we had low expectations of
them. You and I are going to have a talk.
Well, I think we've done enough of that for one night. Are we going to listen to Desiderata, or have you got something in mind? What's going on?
We're going to listen to the Desiderata, and I hope everyone enjoys it as much as Bill does.
Whoever produced this was amazing. Don't forget to drop me an email if you want. Like us on Facebook. And thank you for listening to the show.
To our website, blah, blah, blah. See you next week.
/blah.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.